Siyabonga sithandekile lo Chris. Good evening Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 31st, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight, we are talking sexual abuse and rape of minors.
Let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag, The Connection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And for those who want to speak with us on air, you can call us at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
And of course, we are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
Again, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
And of course, according to police statistics, over 3,000 children were raped across the country last year. And in February this year, 260 reports of abuse were made. Legislators and civic organizations have agreed that stiffer sentences should be imposed by the courts to deter would-be perpetrators. But they say implementation of otherwise good laws has failed victims of sexual abuse and rape.
So tonight, we discuss with experts the steps that children, parents, and guardians can take if they are seeking help for themselves or someone they believe to have been sexually abused or raped.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tutauti tinge tichitarisa nezve nzira dzingatorwa nevabereki kuti vanga vachidzivirira kubatwa chibharo kwevana. Zviri kunzi izvo vana vakawanda zvikuru vari kubatwa chibharo gore rega rega zvikuru nehama dzavo. Iko zvino zviri kubva mumapurisa zviri kuratidza kuti kumashonaland west ndo kune huwandu hwevana vakawandisa vabatwa chibharo. Mutungamiri.
Yebo, Blessing, lechona njani mahlabe Zulu. Lamhlanje ku The Connection ku Live Talk sikhuluma ngodaba lokudlwengulwa kwabantwana ikakhulu abangamantombazana. Amapolisa abika ukubana isigaba seMashonaland West yiso esikhokhelayo kunani labantwana abadlwengulwayo. Amapolisa abika njalo ukubana ngomnyaka odluleyo kudlwe ngoluya abantwana abedlula inkulungwane ezintathu 3,000. Njalo abika ukubana ngenyanga edluleyo kuphela eMashonaland West kudlwe ngolwe abantwana abangamachumi amathathu lambili 32. Yebo, Blessing, yilo ke utaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje.
I think we have our first guest, Ntungamili, and that is Tolakile Ndlovu with the Plan International Zimbabwe Child Rights and Protection Advisor. Ms. Ndlovu, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Maybe, Ntunga, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Ms. Ndlovu, we spoke to you earlier, but, again, can you, tell our listeners how much of a problem is this issue in Zimbabwe?
As indicated by the statistics that you've just been shown, that in Mashonaland West only we had 32 cases of child sexual abuse in February. It actually indicates that the problem is a growing concern, whereby this is just one province. Imagine we have got 10 provinces in Zimbabwe, and Mashonaland West is just the tip of the iceberg, and we have more in other provinces. When we look at the statistics from last year, considering that 3,000 children were actually abused, and to consider that 15,000 cases that have been reported. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of cases that go unreported for various reasons. For example, if the perpetrator is actually maybe a person known to the family or the family member, some families can actually decide to have the discussions without really having going to report to the police. So such cases are actually not captured amongst these 3,000 or these 32 which has been reported by the police.
Mm-hmm. What seems to be the problem here, Ms. Ndlovu? Is it that the laws are not deterrent enough, or people are simply abusing kids for other reasons?
Okay, the laws also contribute to some extent, but it's not the only factor that you... when you look at the sentences... Mm-hmm. Pardon?
Yes, you can go ahead.
When you look at the when you look at the sentences that are being given to some of the perpetrators, they are not deterrent enough for the would-be perpetrators. It's just nothing. Like, for example, at times for those who have sexual intercourse with minors, mm-hmm. they may get away with a fine of about $50 or just community service. Then the other factor is that when you look at the nature of child sexual abuse, most of the perpetrators are people unknown to the child or close family members. So as a result, these perpetrators actually take the advantage of the trust that is placed in them by the children or by the family. Mm-hmm. And also, I think there is a culture of silence in our communities whereby, as I said earlier, to say families actually discuss the issues amongst them without really going to report the case. So as a result, what happens is that this perpetrator only lies low during that time and only waiting to pounce on the next victim. So mm-hmm. if we report the issue and the perpetrator is actually maybe removed from the community, it's a way of actually getting rid of this issue that is affecting our community of child sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Ntunga. I think we have our second guest. That is Beatrice Savage-Ge, Director, Real Opportunities for Transformation Support Roots. Maybe you can fire away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Savage, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And we appreciate you joining us on this very important topic tonight. My first question to you is, Ms. Ndlovu just said that, you know, of course, complementing what we already know from the police, that most perpetrators of this, you know, crime are relatives of the victims. Why is it so? I mean, what are the factors that contribute to this?
I think one of the key factors is the culture of silence that's around sexual violence, where when it happens in communities, and especially when it's the perpetrator is a relative to the survivor, the issues are just talked about within the family setup, and no legal recourse is sought. More like Chakafuki Zimbamatenga. So let's talk about it within the family home, and most probably the person is also a breadwinner. In cases, some of the cases that we interact with within the work that we do, we have cases of stepfathers abusing their stepdaughters, mm-hmm. and the mother actually saying, I cannot report my husband to the police because he's the breadwinner. So you find that culture of silence is what's also causing a lot of these things to happen. And apart from the culture of silence, we also have issues of shaming of the victims, where when you report about a sexual violence happening to you, instead of getting a supportive environment, you actually there's that culture of shaming to say, ah, I can rape, ah, I can't rape. So, the environment is not supportive of survivors of sexual violence. Uh-huh. So when it happens, sometimes survivors prefer not to talk about it because, one, they've communicated to, say, the mother, and the mother is saying, you're lying, or we shouldn't report this person because he is a breadwinner. And also what's happening is when cases of sexual violence are reported and nothing is done about them, like high levels of impunity that we also see in Zimbabwe, you know, big people that actually sexually abuse young girls and nothing is done about it, it sort of gives that attitude to other survivors of sexual violence to say, even if I report it, nothing is going to be done about it, especially when the perpetrator is somebody who's a big person. It could be a pastor in the church. It could be a politician. It could be a business person with a community, parua, you know. So such things are what's causing sexual violence actually to escalate. And also, when I joined the conversation, the other speaker was talking about the laws that are not stiff, the penalties that are not stiff enough to deter would-be perpetrators. So we have cases that were found in the campaign that we're doing on ending child marriages where this young girl, 14, was raped, and the case was reported to the police, and the person was given 25 days community service. Mm-hmm. So it discourages other people from actually reporting when such, you know, when survivors of violence do not get legal recourse. And I don't think in that case where a person is given 25 days community service is something that would encourage people to go and, you know, report cases of sexual violence. And also the law in itself, where we in Zimbabwe, a person who steals cattle is given 20 years plus in terms of penalty. But when if somebody is raped, it's community service. It's a 3-month sentence with 2 months or only suspended on good behavior or something like that. So the legal environment in that manner is not supportive for survivors of sexual violence to get justice.
Thank you so much. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is The Connection. And your host this evening, Tungamili Nkomo, and yours truly, Blessing Zulu, standing in for Tatenda Gumbo, who is on a special assignment. And of course, your guests, we have Miss Ndlovu and Miss Savage Ntunga.
And of course, you know, the most important contribution, Blessing, coming from our guests, you know, is about our laws, which at times seem to, you know, promote or protect perpetrators. Ngibuye kuwe Mandlovu, kuyini okungenziwa ngabazali ukwenqabela udubo lolu, ngoba as they say, Blessing, in English, protection is better than cure. Ngalokhu ngiyabuza uMandlovu lapho kubana manyathelo bani angathathwa ngabazali ukwenqabela lolu dubo.
Umzali nomzali kumele aqaphele ukuthi ibeba ngubani angakwanisi ukuthi ahlukumeze umntanakhe. Ngakho-ke kumele bebekwazi ukuthi bengafaki ithemba labo kakhulu, engathi i-trust. Akumele angabe trust anybody kakhulu kungakusiza ebantwaneni. Ikanti okunye okuqakathekileyo ukuthi umntwana ngomntwana wonke kumele ukuthi afundise ukuthi yena ngokwakhe azisikile. Lokhu kuyabe kuyasiza ukuthi umntwana akwanise ukuthi ananzelele ukuthi lapha lomuntu angakwanisa ukuthi anihlukumeze, ahlakwazi shethe ukuthi asuke kungabaleke. Ikanti okunye abazali bayakhuthaza ukuthi bathathe isikhathi ukuthi wonke umzali nje ukulalela umntanabo. Lokhu kuyokwenza ukuthi usunanzelele ukuthi lapha umuntu loyo angakwanisa ukuthi ahlukumeze umntwana, ikungathi i-identify a potential abusive situation. Ikanti okunye futhi kuyokwenza ukuthi nxa kungabe kuvele ukuhlukumeza okwenzakalayo, usukwazi ukuthi ukukhikhe masinyane, uthathe i-action ngakho. Ikanti okunye futhi indaba, indlela abantwana abalala ngazo. Esikhathini esiningi nxa kuthe kwavakatsha umuntu ekhaya wayethathe hlifake ebantwaneni ngale kuthe kabalalelayo. Kodwa ningasikhangela ukuthi abantu abahlukumeza abantwana yibo abantu esibaziyo, okungenzeka ukuthi izivakatshi, izihlobo lapho ekhaya kungabangane emakhelwane. Kumele sinanzele indlela abantwana abalala ngayo. Abantwana kabalali bodwa, bona ukuthi balala endaweni ezivikelekileyo. Ikanti okunye nxa sikhangela abantu abagcina abantwana, kumele ukuthi uqalise umhlolisisi engathi i-vetting, ungakamnikezi umsebenzi wokuthi abasethe abantwana lapho ekhaya, ngoba wonke umuntu njengoba sitsho umuntu olamandla okuthi angakwanisa ukuthi ahlukumeze umntwana.
vanga vachitaura po amaindl of blessing vachiyambira vabereki kuti zvii zvanga ita kuona kuti vanorwisana nedambudziko iri uyezve vanoprotekta vana vavo
regaiti dzokere ndimai kana kuti muzvare savadye
muzvare
okay muzvare savadye ngatitarisei nyaya iri kutaurwawo ndeyekuti vazhinji vari kubhinya kana kubata vana chibharo ihama dzavo pangaitwe sei apa
chinoda kuti chigadzirise vazhinji inyaya yekuti pave nenhaurirano yekuti dambudziko iri ringapedzwe sei echelekwa level nokuti munogona kuita mutemo wakanaka chose unoti vana like uripo yezvino kuti mwana akabhizimwa akaita sei unokwanisa kunoripota handiti asi kana macommunity asati asvika pachinzvimbo chekuti vanoona sedambudziko rinofanira kuti varipedze ivo vachishandisa mitemo iripo nechii hapana zvinji zvatinokwanisa kuita saka tikatanga kutaura pamusoro pazvo tisazviite chinhu chinonyadzisa tisazviite that culture of silence kuti kana munhu arepwa chinhu chinonyadzisa ha vanhu vazoziva kuti mwana wangu has been defiled saka vanhu vongozvitaura mudzimba dzavo vongotaurirana kuti aiwa chidzisai mombe yekucheka ukama kana tichirora kana tuchiita sei izvozvo zvinoda tichigadziriswe vanhu ngatitange kutaura pamusoro pazvo tichione sechiitiko chakaipa kana mwana abhinwa tinofanira kunge tichiripota kumapurisa nenyaya yekutiwo futi mitemo yedu iripo inofanira yatingati law enforcement pachirungu iwanikwe ichinyanyobatsira vanhu vaende vasangana nedambudziko iri rekuti mwana abhinwa nokuti manharaunda dzatinoenda tinoona kuti mari yebhazi chaivo vanoenda nhasi ongonzi kune initial hearing imari yebhazi yavakwira netomboti nyaya iri kutongwa kana kuti kwavanokubhadhara tendelas kuti vaende kukoti ikoko yombe yanzi yaitwa initial hearing yanzi ichadzoka kuzonzi kwamusi wakati musi wakati uye akutengesa stika mbudzi kana kuti kai katengesa kuti awane mari yebhazi oenda futi unzi aiwa yaposonwa yakuzodzoka musi wakati saka we find kuti dzimwe nguva vanhu vanotadza kuzoramba chienda kumakotawa nenyaya idzodzo dzekuti kuti uwane legal recourse kunobva kwava costly because uri kuramba uchizidzoka kukoti dzoka kukoti and pane ikoko that revictimization yemunhu atoenda through sexual violence kudhara wasangana nedambudziko iri waiudza tomboti mubereki wako abva ipapo waakunzi ukasvika mapurisa tisanangure zvaitika waakutaura futi wabva ipapo waenda kwadokta tisanangure zvaitika waakutaura futi zvaitika so you relive the experience uchingotsanangura saka panofanira kuti pagadziriswe ipapo kuti masaitita revictimize masurvivors of violence and also panyaya yekuti mitemo yedu ive ichipa vanhu mutongo wakaomarara zvekuti vanenge vabata chibharo ipapo zvinoita kuti vaya vangada kuzowanika vachibata chibharo vabva vatyira kure vasawanikwa vachiita chiitiko chakadai
tinotenda zvikuru muzvare savadye of course she was talking about relatives being the major culprits in this whole issue and of course she's reiterating that there is need for victim friendly courts because at times the up and down is just too much for most parents and they end up not pursuing such cases and at the end of the day it remains a bit problematic. I think we have a caller. Ndiyano atinaye parunhare.
Ndinonzi Elfas Shangwa, ndiri chief executive officer Defence for Children International Zimbabwe. Sangano rinoona nezvekukurudzirwa kwekodzero dzevana uye rinodzidzisa vabereki nevana mumacommunity kuchengetedzwa kwemwana nekodzero dzemwana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Vashangwa, nyaya yari mudariro mainzwa ndeyekubatwa kwevana chibharo. Zvii zviri kunyanyokonzera matambudziko aya? Pane zvamuri kuonawo mubasa ramuri kuita?
Kana kuti blessing vasati vashangwa timbomubata muromo vasati vapindura vashangwa timbotora mafemo mbichana tipe vatereri vedu maheadlines. Now is the time for our news headlines.
Dare repamusoro soro munyika reconstitutional court Nasi rati chikumbiro chakasvitswa kudare iri nenengo ze MDC renewal team makumi maviri neimwe dzakadzingwa muparamende chinofanirwa kunzwikwa nekukasika musi wa 14 mwedzi unouya. Sangano reZCTU rinoti riri kuenderera mberi neurongwa hwaro wekuratidzira musi wa 11 kubvumbi. Zvisinei nemashoko ekunyomba ari kuburitswa nebepanhaure Herald. Nhasi ndiro zuva rekupedzisira remakambani ane zvikwereti zvemitero kuti ange atenderana neZimra kuti angabhadhare sei mari iyi gore rino risati rapera.
Idale leConstitutional Court lithi isicelo sebandla leMDC Renewal Team esokuphikisa ukuxotshwa kwamalunga alo ePhalamende ludaba oluqakathekileyo njalo luzahluzwa mhla ka-14 ngenyanga ezayo. Ukubonakala komnotho welizwe sokudale udubo kuZulu jikelele, kodwa kwabagogekileyo lolu dubo luphindwe kabili. Abanye bathi abenelisi ukuthola uncedo lwemali emabhanga nxa bezama ukusungula amabhizimisi. Inhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCTU ithi izaqhubekela phambili ngohlelo lwayo lokutshengisela phezu kokonakala komnotho mhla ka-10 ngenyanga ezayo.
A court application by 14 members of the MDC renewal team contesting their expulsion from parliament will be heard on April 14. This after Chief Justice Godrich Gausiku ruled today the appeal should be heard on an urgent basis. The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says it will press ahead with its planned demonstrations on April 11 in protest of plummeting standards of living. And today was the deadline for companies to submit their tax amnesty forms to the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, but not much money had trickled into state coffers by end of business.
Of course, those were today's headlines. And in international news, I think we can also hasten to say that in Nigeria, the opposition party has won. That is Mr. Muhammad Buhari. He beat incumbent Goodluck Jonathan. Those were the elections that were held over the weekend and Tungamili. Regaiti zokere kuna vashangwa. Vashangwa, tangati chitarisa dambudziko rekubatwa kwevana chibaro. Tichitaurawo kuti imamuri kufamba umu zvii zvamuri kunzwawo.
Dambudziko rekubatwa kwevana chibharo muZimbabwe rakurisisa zvakanyanyisa, uye chikonzero chikuru chandiri kuona maeconomic hardships, mamiriro akashata eupfumi munyika. Kuita kuti vabereki vachinyanya kupedza nguva yavo zhinji vakatarisa panzira dzekutsvaga mari. Panguva yavanenge vatsvaga mari havasina nguva yekuva nevana. Vamwe vaakubuda kuenda kudiaspora vanotsvaga mari. Tine vanhu vazhinji kana kubhodha reZimbabwe neSouth Africa, vabereki vanenge vakazara ikoko vachienda kunotsvaga mari kuti vararamise mhuri. Panguva yaari ikoko mwana kuno kuZimbabwe ari ega, dzimwe nguva asiwa nabamunini nasekuru, asiwa neimwe hama yepedyo inenge ichivimbwa nayo. Vamwe vari kuswera vari mumastreets vachitengesa. Panguva yavanenge vachitengesa mumastreets, vana dzimwe nguva vanenge vachifamba famba vega mumarodhi. Saka dambudziko guru raakukonzera kukura kwekubatwa kwezvibharo kwevana riri kukonzerwa nekumira kwakashata kwaita mukati menyika pasuri penyaya yeupfumi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Tungamiri.
Yebo, Blessing, si labalaleli lapha abasithumele incwajana ku nombolo zethu ze WhatsApp. Kanti abanye njalo ngabathumele kuFacebook. Ngibale incwajana le evela kuJafet Coombs. Uthi yena ukudlwengulwa kwabesintwana kungaqedwa ngokuqeda amathuba okwenza lokhu. Uyabalisa njalo uthi number one, bengasali lo muntu ongathembekanga endlini, utsho abantwana. Number two, bengahambi bodwa kodwa labanye. Number three, uthi yena uKhomzi abadlwengulayo bagwetshelwe ukuxholoswa. Sileminye njalo imbiko Blessing evela kubalaleli bethu. Silalo ovela kusakhile Lili. Uthi yena kuvamile kakhulu emdenini, like the one I know owayephiwe umntaka anti wakhe, ngoba bethi ubabakazi katholi nzalo, kodwa umntwana wayele 14 years. Umdala lo wahle walala lengane ngoba ethi bazamqalela abafana shiwa kubuhlungu sibili bomama asibopheni izicathulo ngoba kunzima lapha phandle yebo blessing ngeminye ke eminye ye ezinye zencwadi esizithola kubalaleli bethu.
Maybe before we go to the caller, just quickly on WhatsApp, some more messages where Violet who says the police are to blame because they are bribed and they close dockets. Fore says, I think people must not trust anyone, especially to leave their children without keeping an eye on them. He's referring here to the fact that most of the relatives are actually the ones who are abusing children. Farai says, it's disheartening to hear that most criminals are relatives. I think if they put punitive measures in place, this will actually deter the criminals. He's even interestingly talking about even castration. This is more than murder, as these victims suffer for life and very few of them have been able to fully recover from the psychological abuse. This is very true. And of course, Epson says the main cause of child abuse is juju, kuromba. If a big man goes to traditional healers and get medicine, they end up at most times being told to kill children. You know, these are some of the problems that people are citing.
I know. Sithathe umlaleli uSibasa Chuma kobulawayo. Kunjani Chuma?
Oh, sikhona kanjani rani?
Hayi, siyaphila baba. Ungasipha umbono wakho oluzwile udaba olusegudwini.
Yebo, hayi, ngilizwile udaba olusegudwini. Yazi, kuzuzusizi kakhulu. Ukudlengu lokwenziwa abantwana. Abantwana bayadlengulwa, abantu kabananzelele ngakuyachiya abantu. Abantwana bangachiywa nabantu bangathembekanga, nanzelele abantwana bangahambi bodwa. Njalo umthetho kawusebenzi, kungabi umthetho engane uyayekiswa kakhulu. Umuntu uyazi nawachiwoyo, abeyazihlala phansi. Kodwa khangelani impilo yomntwana, kulo mkhuhlane khona kathesi, abantwana bayaningela imikhuhlane. Kwenzile yakhe yonke kuyini kuyakusizile ukuthi umntwana abe sihamba futhi ngabe umntu njalo bamyekile bamkhiphebulazi abe selokuyihamba uyabe lokhu esiyenza lolo lutu awusigwebo esizwayesikwetshela ugodo ngoba sesihluphekile kakhulu abantwana sebeserezima nalokhu bedengula bechiyela imikhuhlane besinziwani abangababulawayo kade izithi bezinyanga labaprofita labo bahamba besenza into ezinjalo bazekufonele kunjalo kudala ngaba yini inyanga yiphi nale ekwenzayo umprofita uphi lokwenzayo ukuthi kube njalo.
Hayi, uyayibeka kahle indaba babachuma. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Hayi, kulungile.
Andi bachuma blessing kubulawa vanga vachitaura kuti inyaya inorwadza zvikuru uyezve vanga vachiyambira vabereki kuti vasasiye vana vavo nevanhu vasina kuimbika.
Of course Childline Zimbabwe operates a free 24-hour telephone service. Vabereki zvakakosha kuti munge mune namba idzi uye kuti vana vange vachidziziva. Namba dzacho dzinoti idzo 116, which is in English Shona Ndebele. It's a helpline for counseling in the event that a child is abused. Parents can call on this number 116, and it's available from all phones in Zimbabwe, including Econet, Tel One, and Telecel. And of course, there are also drop-in centers for walk-in face-to-face counseling, all for reporting cases of child abuse in Harare, Bulawayo, Silobela, Chipinge, Mutoko, Kwekwe, Chiredzi, Gweru, Mutare, and Cholocho.
Yes, blessing, and we are running out of time for our radio listeners. Our guests, please do stay on the line. We will be right back. Blessing, time to say goodnight to our radio listeners.
Of course, don't forget that we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.